little heads up here. Indiana as a state has a tornado drill today. They do this every year. It's so that you and your home and at work and at school review your tornado safety policy. That'll be at 10:15 a.m. So you'll see all the signals on radio stations and TV stations.
Your phone might go off today.
I don't know how that works, but maybe. Other news here in the state, and frankly, our region, is the special judge assigned to the Delphi murder case has officially moved that trial up from October. I think it was originally supposed to be January, February of this year. Then they kicked it all the way down the road to October, and now this new special judge has moved it back up here to May 13th through the 31st. At least that's what the judge has on their docket. Airbnb. Anybody traveling for spring break coming up? Well, starting April 30th, no Airbnb globally is allowed to have an indoor security camera. Now, before, indoor cameras were allowed in, quote, common areas like a kitchen or a dining room or a hallway. They couldn't be in bedrooms or bathrooms, but it was hard to police that. Now, you can still have them on the outside for, like, a security reason, like a doorbell cam or a pool cam in case somebody's out there, like, I don't know, poisoning your pool or something. I don't know. Anybody who violates that policy will be kicked off the Airbnb platform. No one's chewing gum anymore. Gum sales have dropped nearly a third in the U.S. during the pandemic, which I guess I get. But strangely, those sales haven't rebounded in 4 years since the pandemic. So some gum companies, you could start to see them changing their marketing approach. Instead of hyping gum as something that you would use to freshen your breath before making out, they're going to instead market gum as a stress reliever.
To think about the last time I bought gum. When was the last time you bought gum?
You know what?
It's been a while for me.
Well, it's always an impulse buy. The answer to your question is I bought a whole tub of it for my Little League team I coached.
Okay.
They love that. I mean, and you got these little kids with these little mouths. They have
a
huge wad
of gum in their mouth.
I'm like, you can't, Timmy?
You can't run with that in your mouth.
You're focusing too much on your chewing and not on the ball coming out. And then what do? At 7 and 8 years old,
they spit it out.
No, they hand it to you to hold.
Oh,
until they're done batting.
Oh,
can I have it back?
That sounds like that's your fault for giving them the gum.
And I hold it.
You do?
Yes, I do.
Oh.
I'm not a criminal.
Oh,
I'm not a person. I mean, that gum.
I mean, you should take it and put it on your paperclip holder or something.
What are you talking
about? You know, your clip holder.
I think that we're looking for the word here, everybody, is clipboard.
That's it. That's what I'm looking for.
Paperclip.
I meant clipboard. You knew what I meant.
You know what?
Why do you give me a hard time when you knew what I meant?
Can we play a game on the show?
No.
Here's what Kat said. And then let's play what did Kat mean?
That's true.
Sandy and Kat, it's Magic 95.1 WAJI. Here I have a list of things you should know.
Oh, good.
That should and could save your life.
Oh. Well,
this is dramatic. This is intense. Let's get ready for it. All right. These are things in life that you should know that maybe you don't that could save your life. If someone breaks into your house at night, do not turn on the lights.
No, you want to be in the dark, right?
You know your house better than they do.
Uh-huh.
The lights just alert them. You remove the element of surprise and you aid your assailant.
But don't you want to see who's trying to attack you?
Wait, if they're wearing a mask.
Oh, yeah.
Things you should know that could save your life. Count the rows between your seat and the emergency exit row on a flight. That way, if you don't have visibility, you can feel your way to safety.
Well, that's probably pretty smart, but isn't the aisleway, like, lit? Don't those lights automatically come on in case of an emergency? What if something happens to that?
What if the lights don't work?
Oh, that's true.
Guys, I'm trying to save your life. Do you want my help?
I do. Keep going. Keep going.
If you have to... I don't understand this one. I mean, I'll read it. If you have to evacuate your house quickly, take your laundry hamper. It has complete outfits in it. It may not save your life, but it will save your butt.
That's funny.
Some of you know this one. If you have a grease fire, make sure you have baking soda.
Yeah.
Before that.
Yeah.
If you get stranded someplace and your phone is about to die, what you need to do is change your voicemail.
Oh, that's smart.
Leave your exact location as your voicemail response. Then when people realize they're looking for you, they will call your phone.
Right.
They will get your voicemail
right.
And get the answer.
That is brilliant.
Yes.
The best one so
yes.
far, Andy. Very strong. We might as well end on that one because I don't know if you can beat it. That one's good.
If you live alone in an apartment complex, especially for ladies, never immediately turn the lights on when you get home. If someone followed you, they then know which apartment is yours.
Oh, that's true. Creepers.
If someone is strangling you, don't grab their wrists. Grab their pinky fingers and bend them back until they break.
Oh, okay.
Everyone lets go because they don't want their pinky fingers to break. A pinky finger is easier to break than a wrist.
That is very good, too. I like it.
You know what? Each and every day. This segment probably is going to save a life.
You know what else I heard? Like, if you, you lose your cell phone, you're supposed to, like, on the home screen, when you touch it, it's supposed to be a message that says, if lost, please contact so-and-so.
Mm.
Please contact my
mom.
On
your lock screen.
On your lock screen with the telephone number. I've always heard that. Well, I mean, if you're getting kidnapped and you're, you know, driving down the road, you want to toss your phone out the window so somebody can find it. Maybe track it.
Because the tracking's not with you because you just threw the phone out the window. It's Andy and Kat. It's Magic 95.1 WAJI. Here's a little story, just quick, ahead of St. Patrick's Day, which, by the way, is Sunday this week. Usually you like for that to fall in the middle of the week as an excuse to drink. But the excuse to drink has been capitalized in a city in North Carolina where they are making a brewery as a part of their city's wastewater treatment plant. From poo to brew.
It just doesn't sound very good.
North Carolina are teaming up to make beer from, quote, recycled wastewater. It's only a quick 8-second clip. Here you go.
It represents innovation, creativity, investment in infrastructure. It represents the hard work of staff.
We can play good idea or bad idea. I don't think outdoor seating at that establishment would Mm-mm. really be ideal.
No.
As the city's wastewater flows into the brewery. It's called Renew Brew. It's poo to brew.
I think it's a terrible idea. I mean, I know that most all water is recycled or filtered.
Yeah, we're not getting it straight from the mountain, okay?
Right.
We're not getting it from the mighty Mississippi.
I get it, but I guess I don't want to think about it, you know? I just want to sit and drink my brewski and not really think about...
I've always told you, it's the field trip that elementary and middle schools go on when they don't know where else to go.
Go to the water filtration plant.
Yeah, and they're like, okay, everybody, my name's Clark, and I've been working here for 40 years, and what we do is we take your poo, and we give it back to you. Now, it's a lot of science, a lot of chemicals. Come on.
Let me show you how
we do it. At the end of the tour, you're going to drink this very water that you're seeing soup right here. I don't know
it's
what
true.
It was.
I laugh because it's so true.
I don't know what it was, man. So many field trips growing around here involved, like, the smell of poo. Either the wastewater treatment plant.
Or going to a farm.
Just any farm here.
Yeah.
They're like, and they didn't take you to any. They didn't take you to the good smelling one. Or like, I don't know, we're a corn crop soybean farm. No, it's always the one that had the smelliest pigs in the county.
Yeah, yeah.
And you'd be like, do you guys remember Charlotte's Web? Come on over. Here we go. And you're like, I cannot handle the odor. I would rather, okay, then our next field trip is the dump. Come on. Come on, everybody.
Why does every field trip involve something stinky?
All field trips involve something like that. So anyway, and we'll see if other municipalities in small cities nationwide capitalize on the beer trend, including this city in North Carolina that is taking the wastewater and turning the treatment plant into a brewery. Sandy and Kat, Magic 95.1. Let me bring some listeners up to speed. We talked about this last week. So the state of Indiana is one of a few states where it is illegal to have a happy hour. A happy hour meaning alcohol is discounted for a few hours. Sometimes people do this like from 4 to 5 o'clock or from 5 to 6 o'clock in certain metropolitan areas. But you can't do that in Indiana. You can't discount alcohol for a specific hour or hours. It has to be the same price throughout the day.
I see. That's why Applebee's can get away with like some of these restaurants doing like $3 pints on Wednesday because it's the same price throughout the entire day.
You can do the entire day. You
just
cannot change. You cannot have a happy
hours.
Hour. That's right.
Okay.
Well, and that could be changing. Of course, it's been over 40 years here in Indiana where you have not been able to have a happy hour. I think I told you last week that some bill was sent to the Indiana Senate, and the Senate approved it, but made a few changes. So now then it went back to the House, and the House passed it. So now it is officially going to the governor's desk, and if Governor Holcomb signs it, you could have happy hours be legal starting July 1st of 2024 here in Indiana for the first time in over 40 years. And a myriad of restaurants are happy. Others are not prepared for if that were to happen. But you would obviously have some lead time to figure out your marketing strategies around it.
Right.
Some people would do a happy hour, well, whatever, or you could do them at lunch. Things like that as well. So you could see that law changing. But a lot of people didn't even know it was a law. Like, I didn't even know about happy hours until I went on vacation, you know, and you would see that in other cities. And
right.
You would realize, and you'd hear it referenced in pop culture or movies, but some people didn't even know that that was the rule here in Indiana.
Yeah, I didn't know that until we talked about it.
You didn't know?
No, yeah, I didn't. I didn't really think about it either.
Well,
you know?
Right. It's not like you're out there
craving
for a deal at 6 o'clock on a Wednesday.
Half price margaritas just for 2 hours.
Right. So anyway, I mean, all I'm saying is there's, I guess, little movement. Now it officially on the way to the governor's desk. And maybe that's something we can find out here in the next couple of weeks if he signs it. I don't know why. Like, I don't know the time frame. Like, does it just sit on his desk? And then he has X number of days to make a move on it, I think, or it's an automatic veto, or it's an automatic approval. I got to go back to my civics class on that to understand what happens. But
I guess we'll find out when we find out.
Others are opposed.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
People are opposed to this? Why?
You know, the number one drug that people seek treatment for in the state of Indiana is
alcohol.
There it is.
Yeah. Okay.
Alcohol is a drug, say many.
Yeah.
And there's no reason. It's widely used by teenagers, and it shouldn't be used as bait to manipulate any citizen.
Okay. Well, I mean, I feel like I can make up my own mind.
I think it'll be interesting to see because we are very slow to change things here.
Gosh,
in the
we really are.
And,
like, we hate change around here.
This bill would allow bars and restaurants to not only implement happy hours, but also, are you guys ready? Allow carry out alcohol sales.
Oh, that's the big deal. Okay, that's the big deal then.
Here's one of my favorite stories. I don't know why I don't hear stories about this like around here in Fort Wayne, but it always feels like in some small town in the Northeast, there's always a library that has late fees that they're going to somehow eradicate. where you're allowed to turn in books that have been outstanding for years, if not centuries in some cases. Worcester, or Worcestershire, Public Library in Massachusetts is now accepting, listen to this, I don't understand the connection at all, is allowing you to turn in a photo or a drawing of a cat.
What?
You have a late fee. You don't want to use cash. You can turn in a photo of your cat, or you can draw a picture of a cat, and the late fee will be erased.
What? What in the world? Why does that have anything to do with a late book?
Here's the explanation.
Okay,
I mean,
okay.
I do have a short soundbite that will add,
okay.
I don't think any context, but just proves the story is real. They say a lot of young people stopped using the library, and because they believe, not of technology or the internet, but at some point they accumulated a late fee, and right now they want to encourage them to return. And so they're calling the program March Meowness.
Oh, okay.
And here is the junior television reporter in the small town in Massachusetts that is accepting cat photos or drawings to erase your library late fee.
A library in Massachusetts is accepting a unique form of currency to repay late fees. Cat pictures. Worcester Public Library is calling it March Meowness. A photo or even a drawing of any cat erases fines. And in the first 5 days of the month, 400 accounts have already been cleared.
400 accounts in the first day.
I cannot believe that people are doing this.
That's the most ridiculous correlation I've ever heard in my life.
I cannot believe this. I mean, it makes me want to go to this library and
so
see this
dumb.
For myself. Write me out.
I cannot believe this. I see what they're okay. All
write
right.
me out.
All right. Sandy and Kat, Magic 95.1 WAJI. Kat yesterday messages me at like 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock. I can't tell anymore. And she in the evening. And you were telling me that the movie that Emma Stone won Best Actress for, mm-hmm. Pretty Things or something?
Poor Things. It's very artsy. Very, very, very artsy. But I saw that it was streaming yesterday on Hulu for free.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you already paid for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you were like, oh my gosh, I pay for Hulu. And this movie that's in the news, since she just won the Oscar, it's available. I'm alone. Let's dial this bad boy up,
right?
That's
right. So I started watching it, and about, I don't know, maybe 20 minutes into it, yeah, she's bare-chested a lot.
Quite.
There's a lot of adult play. A lot of...
adult play.
How did she put it in the movie? I think she put it as, let's come on over here and do some heavy bouncing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. A lot in that movie. So if you are going to win in for your performance, hands down to you. I mean, she was all nakey-nake.
Yeah, I don't think anybody had really seen that movie, and they certainly didn't go to the theaters to see it. Here's Kat at 9 o'clock last night. Poor Things is streaming on Hulu. My God, there's so much raw facts everywhere in this thing.
Yeah. I mean, it was pretty graphic.
There you go. That's,
yeah.
That was not. That was
sorry.
9 o'clock last night.
Thanks for reading my text on the air, man. Thanks. I'm going to be a little bit more careful how I word things to you now.
I was, you know, I'm in bed, putting my kids to sleep. I'm like,
it's a lot of raw.
Mel's like, is everything okay with the show? Yeah, oh yeah.
Did you show Mel my text?
Everything's great.
Yeah. There's a movie that's streaming now on
Hulu. Do you want to watch this as we go to bed? I heard it's great.